Good evening and welcome to the show, Je Savais Pas. I'm your host, Esther Tyree. And back in the studio with me is Alex Poetic Soul Johnson, local poet, writer, performer, teacher, marketer, entrepreneur. We said it on the last show. Recent graduate of UL. Woo-hoo-hoo!
I'm really a jack of all trades.
Yeah. Well, and one that is following our beloved Jillian Johnson, who said, do good. And that's what you are. And I love it.
Thank you.
So if you missed the first episode, go to the KRVS website and pull it up. It was August 31st, and the topic was her TED Talks. If you didn't get to the ACA on the 9th of September to hear the TED Talk, I do believe they put it up on YouTube, right?
Yes. Yes,
so
it'll be on YouTube.
You can go up on YouTube. And what's the
TEDx Vermilion Street.
Yeah. And do they have to specifically put in your name?
Yeah. Yeah. Alex Poetic Soul Johnson.
Okay. Yeah. And then the theme was adapted and the topic was?
Exploring creative solutions to overcome obstacles and promote change.
I love it.
I love it too. Especially since in my last semester at university, I recently graduated.
Yay. Woo-hoo-hoo!
My advanced sales class with Mr. Reese Terrio, we explored creative solutions to, you know, promote, to make sales.
Yeah.
You know, it was an advanced sales class. It was a beautiful experience.
Neato.
So I was already in the mindset of creative solutions.
Yeah. So did you find that your writing experience and your spoken word, did that help you?
Oh, yeah.
Come up with some creative?
Yeah. Definitely, definitely. And I am working on curriculum. Poetry and business. I want to use spoken word poetry in the business environment, in the sales environment, you know, as a workshop, as a tool to, I actually did it the last day of class in my presentation to test it out, to, I challenged the sales team to use my poetry as a bio to sell me a product. So the only thing they had to go off of as far as history of me as the buyer was the poem. So they had to use the poem to create questions to, to find what my pains were, my needs, and how they could sell this product to me. And they did very well. They did very well.
Did you buy the product?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, it went very well.
Neat. So we're in September and you have several events that happen around town.
Yes. Yes. Every month. We have actually three events that happen monthly. We have our event Lyrically Inclined, which is the name of the organization, but we kept the name Lyrically Inclined, you know, because Black Cafe is where we started with Lyrically Inclined. It started just as an event, and we've grown into an organization. So our home base is at Black Cafe, which is awesome. You should get a scotch egg and tell Trey hi, and he will make life great. And he will actually, Trey is the person that introduced me to coffee.
What?
Because I hated coffee. But then I had Black Cafe coffee. It's like, wait, what? Okay.
I haven't been there in a while, but there's something that they make that's really, really good. And
everything.
Yeah. But one thing in particular that's allowable for me to eat, and I eat it, and it's really, really good.
Yeah.
So when is the event at Black's?
That's every third Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
And then we have our second event at Steam Press Coffee Cafe, which I heard they are expanding into. They'll have their coffee shop, and then next door they're going to have their ice cream shop.
Ooh.
Yeah, Steam Press is amazing. But we have our poetry slam there. It's called The Slam every third Thursday of the month.
Okay.
And that's a whole nother unique experience.
I bet it is.
The brick and the artwork and the ambiance of Steam Press.
Yeah.
You know, and now they're incorporating ice cream.
What?
And, you know, I'm not really a drinker.
No, me neither.
I heard there might be, I'm not sure. It was mentioned to me briefly, and I hope they do it, but they said something about glow in the dark. You know, ice cream?
What?
Or glow-in-the-dark shot? It's go to Steam Press. When they open the ice cream shop, you know, make sure that you go there and get some ice cream. Because I want a shot of something in my ice cream. I'm not a drinker like that. But
well, I know somewhere made a not-your-father's-root-beer float.
Mm.
So not-your-father's-root-beer, you know, is an alcoholic beverage. Mm-hmm. And they put ice cream in it and made it afloat. And it was really, really good.
Glow in the dark ice cream shot mix thing. What?
And then the other one you do is?
It's the Mic'd Up Monday. That's at the Brass Room. That's more of a adult crowd. Anything goes. Steam Press, you know, the Slam and Lyrical Incline, that's more friendly to everyone.
Okay.
But the Brass Room is adults having fun Monday night. You got off of work and you just want to just relax and, you know, receive some poetry, whatever.
Or get because up and, as we talked about in the last show, get that stuff out of your body and into the air.
Yeah. And that's what Mic'd Up Monday is for. You know, the Brass Room is a very, Miss Glow and Focus working the Brass Room. Right? They're absolutely amazing. And I'm so thankful that they allow us to be there, you know, because they create this jazzy type of ambiance. Mm-hmm. You know, the drinks are good too. You know, that's all.
Of course.
And then there's the poetry. Mm-hmm. It's a great experience. You know, just come out and relax.
So you have featured artists, writers, and poets, or is it a sign up?
Well, for the event, we have it's a full open mic list.
Okay.
So anyone that wants to come and perform, you can. You know. Sometimes we do have a featured artist. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we do have a closed mic, depending on what our featured theme is. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, you know, just the community come out and self-express. That's really, really why I created Lyrically Inclined, you know, was so that our community could have a safe place to come out and creatively self-express.
Yeah.
You know, because I love my city. I do. I love my state. We're great. But, you know, we were labeled the happiest place in the nation in Wall Street Journal, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
But I find that we do have some internal tension.
Yeah.
I find that we are a very introverted people. We are very friendly and very nice, but we hold a lot of stuff in, you know, and we need to let it out because otherwise we're just emotionally hoarding things, you know, and spoken word is a great tool to help you to cope with your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how I found it, why I found it, why I continued, you know.
Yeah,
expressing is to get those things out.
So to encourage somebody who maybe hasn't participated in one of these and is a closet writer, tell them, come on out. It's open. It's a good place probably to get started. And
yes, it is a good place to get started.
Usually the audience is pretty receptive.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And pretty encouraging.
We have a very diverse audience, very diverse, you know. It's not just one group of people. It's all people coming to self-express and share together, you know, and it's very, very safe. Everyone is very receptive. You know, we've not had a negative moment, and pray to that we never do. I'm more than sure we never will, you know, because everyone's so here for the same reason.
Yeah.
You know, safety to express.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And I love it about Lafayette too, that there's lots of opportunities for artists to have a venue to share if they want to do it, or just come in and support those that you wouldn't necessarily see that aren't playing Bach Lunch and Downtown Alive and the clubs and the venues and dance parties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the open mic for the music and the musicians who write or just want to play, and the open jams for people who want to kind of dabble with it a bit and go and sit and watch or dance or maybe sit in and kind of play along. And then you also, you know, have the house parties that people do and host at their own place for that. And I know James Blanchard has the Magnolia Shed series, which is the fourth Sunday.
And actually featured on the 30th. I'm featured because James, that's my poetic brother. That's my brother.
Yeah.
Brother from another mother. And his mom is great.
Don't know that I've met his mom.
Oh, yeah. Well, I saw her because I went to Magnolia Shed series this past Sunday. It was great. No, actually, it wasn't on a Sunday. It was a special pop-up event.
Yeah, it was Thursday.
It was midweek.
Yeah.
Misquote that. But it was great. It was great. He had a poet come from Houston. Just, wow. I was like, wow. Can he please feature at Lyrically Inclined? Because that was crazy.
And didn't you say in the previous episode that you read one of your first readings was in Houston?
Yes. I'm trying my best to go back. I've been so busy, you know, but I'm working to go to Houston, and I want to feature in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to make that point. You know, last time I was here and I performed, I cried.
Been kind of neat if y'all's paths crossed, because the Houston artist, if y'all's paths crossed.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sure that it will, because I plan to stomp my foot when I get there.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I have arrived. So in your writing, Do you have an idea, or do you pick a topic, or what? Just kind of describe a little bit of your process.
My writing process is very, and I guess a lot of writers are like this, you know, I write around the page, you know, things, I am blessed to have things pop into my head, you know, mm-hmm. and creative lines, and I piece them together, compile them together once what I feel is my creator, what I feel is God, you know, using me as a vessel to mm-hmm. express certain things, like my poem, The Policy, about police brutality, you know, and the way that I address, you know, the police officers, mm-hmm. you know, because we often just bash the situation and bash the police officers. And I didn't want to do that.
Right.
And it's not professional.
Yeah.
You know, so and God told me that's not how you do this. You know, mm-hmm. I talk to police officers all the time. Not all of them are bad. Some
right.
of them are actually doing their jobs the best that they can, just like everybody else.
Yeah.
But then you do have those bad seeds.
I think in any organization, yeah, you're going to have those life. That are doing their best and those that,
yeah,
like, what are you doing here?
That's life. Exactly. You know, you go to Walmart and find ignorance. You know, I've been harassed by a Walmart worker. Well, it was the security videotaping me and my service dog. You know, and I asked mm-hmm. her to stop, she got belligerent.
Uh-oh.
So you find ignorance everywhere, you know. But, you know, I tend to write around the page. And when I'm inspired, you know, especially if I'm stressed about a specific thing, mm-hmm. then it comes to me. You know, sometimes it'll take me just a few minutes to get a whole poem out. Other times it'll take me years. It just depends.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. So you mentioned.
Aggravating.
But that's kind of just the process. And that's one of the aspects of it that I wanted to highlight with different artists that I've brought in, that that sometimes projects take a whole lot longer than we think, and sometimes right. they change from our original intent midstream.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was talking to somebody, I said there's only one song that I sat down and wrote words and chords and the melody all at the same time and thought, oh, cool, this song is done. Well, several years later, I was going to a friend's house and the song popped into my head. And lo and behold, here comes two bridge parts or counter melodies. And I went, well, I thought it was done. You know, not at all.
I had that moment last night. I was working with the African drum group, IMI.
Mm-hmm.
They're new to the scene, but they're phenomenal. Phenomenal. You should definitely.
Was that the YouTube video that
yes,
you posted?
Yes, yes.
At the brass room? Yeah.
Yes,
that was a
yes.
lot of fun.
What?
I love drumming.
You know, and it's
that's
it's,
one. That's another way that I, you know, get out my angst. Give me a drum.
And that's it's a whole different experience, you
and
know,
really,
seeing it on
yeah.
TV and seeing it live.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you're participating, because IMI will make sure that you participate. Not forcefully,
right.
but
they
you
get
will
it,
want to.
They get it going.
You know? Yeah.
yeah.
Your spirit will want to go and chant with the drummers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a beautiful experience, you know. But writing, especially when it's something personal, you know, it can be very, very taxing on your emotion,
mm-hmm.
your emotions. You know, this is a very deep, deep, dark situation in my life, and I need to get it out. I need to write about it, but I can't stop crying.
Yeah.
I can't even see the page.
But crying is part of that process,
it's
too.
A part of the healing process.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, and it's important. But as far as getting the material out, sometimes it's inconvenient. Why can't I stop crying? This hasn't been like 20 years since this has happened. I let it go.
Because, you know, even when you have a scar, if you hit it the wrong way, it still hurts.
My poor thumb.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, my poor thumb.
Well, speaking of, we have that lined up to listen to.
The Policy.
Policy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's have a listen.
Yeah.
You hide behind your policy. Like, this system was made to salute you overstepping boundaries. Like, these barricades were made to set the world behind your presence. Like, my life meant nothing against the fake gold pressed against your badge. Let the silence resonating from my body, culture insecurities like oil, I mean, silence you and carry you through these last few moments. the moments right before you chose to strike me, I mean, gun me down. While capitalizing off streets paved in crimson, you hide behind your policy like guilds cloaked in white burning crosses on my front lawn. You deceived me. You took an oath to protect and serve, to value the lives of the people as much as you value your own. The color of my skin should not determine if I'll take another breath. The virtue of my womanhood should not be compromised in exchange for my safety. The impairment of my body should not be held against me. Did you hear me? I can't breathe. Did you even count the bullets as they barreled into my backside? One. Robert Kim. Two. Marshawn Pitts. Three. Ryan Sterner. Four. Sophia Salva. Five. Amadou Diallo. Six. Rodney King. Seven. Tamir Rice. Eight. Victor White. Nine. Eric Garner. 10. Michael Brown. How long did it take you to realize that I was unarmed? There has to be a way for us to end this peacefully. For us to overcome. To overcome like being an example for change. To the officers that removed the blindfold from Lady Justice's eyes, I implore you, please, put down your guns and allow the silence to resound within the barrel so that the world be reminded of why we call it a peacemaker.
Wow. So with the other episode we played, Virtual Slave, do you do the sound effects as well, the backbeat, or you have somebody come in and do that?
I have a producer, yeah.
Okay, wow.
My producer, Rabbit Rashad.
Mm-hmm.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal producer. He's amazing person.
And bringing in the different sound effects, like it adds that layer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what does somebody find your CD?
You can find me on iTunes, Spotify,
okay,
Amazon. You just type in on Google Poetic Soul Scattered Thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And Poetic Soul, capital P, capital S, all one word. and it'll come up. But my website is complete. So you can find my album, link to my album, PoeticSoul337.com.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way, let me say that again. PoeticSoul337.com. That feels good.
Does that also list different events that you have planned and where you'll be speaking and things like projects that you have coming up?
Yeah, it will. It will.
So if somebody wants to follow you.
Yes, it will. It will have all of that information in a few weeks. I'll update it and list it there. We needed something. I needed my website out quick. You know, I've been planning my website for a long time and I hadn't been able to do it because of school.
Right.
And then it was like, oh, TEDx. Website now. Need it. Let's do it. Make this happen. So, yeah.
Yeah. And so you're working with the detention center again this fall?
I hope so. I have actually, as soon as I leave here, I'm going to meet with the warden to talk about the mural.
Yeah, because we had brought that up. So that'd be an interesting project to kind of track and see.
Oh,
and
then, yeah. I can't wait.
And
I'm so excited.
You wonder if they will allow people to come in outside of the community and look at.
Unfortunately, no. But I will be allowed to take pictures.
But take pictures and put it.
Because they're minors and the privacy of the students.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's still a jail.
Yeah.
You know, because the initial plan was to put the mural at the entrance. So when you walk up to the facility, you'll see this giant mural with the student's poem, Eyes of the Sun, you know, written and directed by incarcerated youth in the facility, you know. But it's still a jail. Yeah. You know, and the artwork would have made it less a jail. So we still want them to feel, oh, dang, I'm in jail when they get there. And then when they get in the rec areas, then they'll see what they are capable of doing, you know. And it'll be, they'll have to kind see of, it every day. It'll be kind of conditioning in a sense.
Kind of wake them up.
Therapeutic.
Too, yeah.
Yeah.
Some choices that they've made, but then let them see some hope for a way out.
Yeah. And it's not their
how
fault.
How did that association come to be?
What do you mean?
Well, did they reach out to you or did you approach them and say, this is something I think would be helpful for these kids?
Well, I started working with Lafayette Parish School System. Miss Mary Spryer, she contacted me to teach. So I came in and taught for a while, and then we got the project done. And then I got a phone call a few months ago, a few weeks ago, because it was this summer. I got the phone call to help with a mural. So I was like, oh, yeah, definitely. I know artists. I have two painters right now. Okay, let's get this done.
Yeah. You know?
So now we're just working on funding and things like that. That's why I'm going there now to figure out, you know, everything, you know, the final details of executing this project and then going to the community and asking the community to support, you know, funding the project because we need to pay the artist as far as the painters and, you know, and then after the mural is finished, I'll come into the classroom and do a spoken word workshop and use the mural as their writing prompt, you know, and take that to the next level because this is what previous students that have been incarcerated in the facility have done.
Yeah.
They did so great that we painted it on the wall. There's a video. It's being followed. You know, it's everywhere now. The Independent did an article, a good rap, you know, IND. That there's so many things that have happened to this. Now I need you guys to take it to the next level. What is the next project? You know, I think it's important.
And didn't you do something with Art Walk a couple months ago?
Yes.
Is that something that we'll see again? Spoken word at the ACA?
Oh, yeah.
It cool.
is always, always. And, so and is then that, Word Crawl is coming up with Festival of Words, and we're going to be at ACA. Yeah, and we're trying to have a multicultural reading. We did Latin Poetry Night through Lyrically Inclined. So we're hoping to, and normally we have Francophone poetry, French-speaking poets come and perform during Word Crawl. Well, this year we're hoping to have some Spanish and any other culture that wants to come and speak their poetry in another language, you know, their native language, you know. So I'm working to market to that audience as well so we can get some participants because I think that'd be beautiful, especially to bring the ACA. I'm not sure ACA has had that yet.
Yeah.
You know, multiple cultures speaking their native tongue, you know, expressing themselves through spoken word, through the page, you know. I think it's a great
So then name. Is there an interpreter for the ones that are in the different languages?
This time, we may not have that because we're not sure how many languages will come.
Okay.
You know.
Well, I mean, it's kind of neat to hear the different languages and the beauty of the words.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And a lot of how it's presented, you're able to detect the emotions that they're doing. And,
yes.
And a lot of them probably have a little bit of bilingual ability that maybe would be able to say this is the gist of the poem
right
in the language that
exactly
you know English and then have it in their language.
Latin Poetry Night with Lyrically Inclined 2.0, our annual event that we did last year, was a success. The Latin community has asked us to do another one at Habana's, so I'm working with Rafael at Habana's to execute another Latin Poetry Night.
That's fantastic.
Right? It's good.
Yeah.
Great.
I love how Lafayette, you know, really is a cultural gumbo.
Very much so.
And I think the more that there's these opportunities to observe and participate in the different activities that have featured the artists from the different communities and the different ethnic backgrounds, it just kind of helps make it stronger.
Yes.
And, you know, art is not limited to one community. It's, you know, every ethnicity, every culture group has their style of art, whether it's, you know, in the music, in the sculpture, in the dance, in the drama, in the poetry, in the art, they all do. And if you go back far enough, you start to see how there's a lot of commonality in it. And I know when I was in grad school, I studied folk song history, and that was eye opening to see how much the different cultures as they came over to America influenced the different music that here, and then out of that, what the different genres of music have come from. You know, it's really neat. It's a neat, neat, neat thing. So we're going to start to wrap up a bit. So anything else that you want to add to the listening audience in inspiring them or encouraging them to get out and or pick up a pen?
Yeah, for the listeners that you know, they have that, they have the urge to self-express, you know, please come out, you know, follow us, Lyrically Inclined 337 on all social media platforms. Follow us, you know, and if you need some assistance, if you're hesitant, if you have questions, you know, about a project that you're working on, please don't be afraid to shoot a message. I'll get back with you as soon as I can, you know, and help you, help guide you, at least guide you in the right direction, you know. And if you're afraid to perform, you know, I suggest practice in the mirror first.
Yeah.
You know, that's make eye contact with yourself. That's a great way to gain some confidence.
One thing I do with my theater students is say, put the phone on the other side of the room and recite your lines and listen to what it sounds like. And that'll give you some confidence that, hey, you know, I do sound like this character.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, any idea for maybe an adult writing workshop at one of these?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would like to. Yeah, I would like. There are many things coming. Many things coming. You know, it's just
stay tuned.
I just got bogged down with so many projects. I have 7 projects going on at one time right now. I'm very excited. You know, I'm very excited. You know, but we will definitely have some adult workshops. And again, I'd like to bring my poetry into the business field. You know, as a tool to increase profitability or whatever the business's goal is. I'll be able to fashion a workshop that's specifically tailored to that, to that topic. But just don't be afraid, you know, don't be afraid. It just come out and self-express.
Take that step.
If you have questions, you know, at Lyrically Inclined 337, or if you want to go directly to me, at Poetic Soul 337, please follow me. Please share, and check out my website, poeticsoul337.com.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And comment. Please comment.
Absolutely. Well, Alex, we appreciate you being back in the studio and sharing your ideas and your talents and your vision and the good that you're doing in the community. And we look forward to seeing what's coming up in the fall and next year, and I'm hoping to get to one of those many nights that you have mentioned. But you've been listening to Je Savais Pas, a production of KRBS, brought to you as a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, which joins you in support of this station. This is KRBS 88.7 FM Lafayette, Lake Charles, online at krbs.org. I'm your host, Esther Tyree. Alex Poetic Soul Johnson has been my guest. It's been lovely having you in.
You as well. And thank you.
Y'all have a good night.
Don't miss En Card with me, your host, Megan Constantin, for great toe-tap and Cajun music. Saturdays at 7 a.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m.
For a delightful listening experience on Friday afternoons, why not tune in to Freetown Radio at 3? It'll cure what ails you. And it's only on KRVS 88.7 FM and KRVS.org on the web. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on and listen to the music in the air.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, streaming live at KRVS.org.